Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What's up with everybody falling lately? I don't know if you've seen the news, but it's, first of all, there was this one guy. He fell in his backyard into a 30-foot well.
Wow.
Here's the call from 911.
He's in your well?
Yeah, I'm checking out.
He's inside the well in your backyard?
Yes, and there's water, so he's very concerned. He's very cold.
But, wait a minute. It's
his wife.
He uses a walker?
No.
Also, and he fell in there?
He needs water.
Oh, okay.
And he's very cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's so calm. Like, every day her husband falls 30 feet into a well. I guess they just moved into the house. They didn't even know there was a well there. It was all covered. And he just walked right into it and fell right down.
That's scary.
Yeah, he's fine. Totally fine. The police came. They did, like, a harness thing to get down there into the well. And they were able to get him out. And, you know, he's fine. But I was like, my gosh. Like, lately, people falling into things is all over the news. Mike Tyson, he fell into a chair when he was on a hoverboard.
I saw that, right. He was. I think it was actually skateboarding. It was on his podcast. Tony Hawk was there or something. He jumped on a skateboard, which, Mike Tyson, listen, I love you. I love your gumption, your moxie there. I mean, Tony Hawk is there. You know Tony Hawk's going to bring a skateboard. On the other hand, past a certain age, don't jump on top of anything like that. It's dangerous. You're lucky that couch was there.
Post Malone, he's lucky he didn't fall into the audience. He almost did. He was like doing the high fives in the audience, walking around the stage at a concert.
Yeah.
And he tripped and he fell and he almost went into the audience, you know? I was trying to think about it. I'm like, what did I ever fall into?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I've fallen downstairs, like, but definitely before, but I don't know if I've ever fallen into anything.
Yeah, I flipped a bike and slid on my face. I mean, I've fallen into like a... I did fall into water one time, and I was covering my pool one time, and I was balancing on the side of it, trying to pull the cover up.
Yeah.
It's like a 2-3-person job, and I was doing it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, I fell over on that, and I fell in between the pool and the deck, actually.
Oh, that's
so that
tough.
Wasn't fun.
Right.
Very scrapey.
Yeah.
Yeah, some blood.
Oh. Zach, what did you fall into?
Well, I was mountain biking, and I fell into a pricker bush, and my wife just kept laughing at me.
Pricker bushes hurt.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife is overly paranoid about prickers, as a matter of fact. Whenever we walk the dogs,
mm-hmm.
So you know they've got like pricker bushes, and then they got those other things with the plants that like stick to everything,
mm-hmm.
and they're uncomfortable, but it's like, you know, it's like, I don't even know what they're called, but it's some sort of like burly thing that like sticks on you or whatever. And she's always like, get away from that. It's prickers. The dog will be 3 feet from it. I'll be like, it's just a bush. We're going to encounter these things. She's overly paranoid about them.
That's why I avoid nature. I just feel like it's always out to get you some way.
Yeah. Well, between that and the snakes, right, it's a wonder we're ever in the woods. She must have fallen into a bush herself at some point, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Traumatized.
1-800-330-9999. What did you fall into? Story went viral this week of this man that fell 30 feet into a well into his backyard. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's scary, too. I mean, you're out there, you're doing something with your lawn or whatever.
Yeah, he's totally fine. But sometimes you just fall into things. What did you fall into? 1-800-330-9999. McKay.
Recently, I fell into some rocks.
Rocks? How'd you do that?
So I do Walmart delivery, and I was trying to see if the apartment was the correct apartment. So I had to walk on this, like, stone wall in order to check it. I'm walking on the wall, and I found out that was the place. But as I'm walking back, I completely missed my step and fell down the wall into these rocks.
Aww. No fun. No fun. Did you have the bags in hand, or did you still crawl back up to the door and deliver them?
Actually, no. I was smart enough to wait to find the apartment first.
Yeah, and then dragged yourself back up there with a bloody knee along with their groceries.
I did end up with a bloody elbow and a sore hip, knee, and arm.
Most important thing, did anybody see you?
Right.
That's the worst part.
Right, that is the worst part.
Well, the thing is, I was like, I'm hoping that they don't have
the Ring camera.
Cameras on. That they do for the, yeah. But as far as I know, nobody caught it.
You go, girl. Yeah. Way to soldier on. You go, girl.
Ivana, what did you fall into?
Well, I fell into my grandparents' pool before I could swim, and my older sister saved me.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
That is great.
Yeah, good thing your sister was around.
Oh, my gosh. How terrifying.
I can remember swimming at like my uncle's pool or something when I was younger, and I couldn't swim that good, and they had a deep end, which seemed like it was incredibly deep then. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was younger, so I'm guessing it was a regular like 9 foot or whatever that you would encounter some places, but I can remember kind of slipping into that deep end and like being terrified before I was able to get out. Of course, they were all Sicilian, so they were kind of like, that's how you learn how to swim.
Right.
Yeah. They're just like, oh yeah, let them drown a little bit, then I'll figure it out.
Everything is so much scarier and bigger when you're a kid.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember being pulled under by a wave and thinking it was like the biggest wave ever. And like, you know, it was so terrifying. It stays with me to this day. But when my aunt tells the story, it's like it was like a tiny little thing, like no big deal. Like, just stand
wave.
Up. Stand up. You're fine, you know?
Meredith, what'd you fall into?
So I went to my cousin's wedding and I drank too much. And I fell into the family table. I knocked over every single thing, all the food and the drinks and the centerpiece. And now I'm like just the bad, bad cousin. Nobody wants anywhere.
You never live that down, man.
Yeah.
Never.
No. Especially with the old school ones, right? Yeah, they're going to have to, I mean, not for nothing. They have to die before you'll be forgiven for those things. It might actually be at one of their wakes that you'll be forgiven. I mean, what is it about cousins' weddings? I drank too much at a cousin's weddings one time, but you know what I did? The unannounced speech.
Oh, God.
What was I thinking?
Oh, you should be so embarrassed to this day.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you now, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Just telling you now.
My cousin Tony and Marianne's wedding was the drunkest I've ever been in my life. And Paul had a first. So Hayden was little and was in the wedding at the time. So first he had to like take her out to the car, put her in the car seat. Poor Paul had to be like designated driver and all that. Then he had to come back and get me, carry me out. Yeah,
that was
a great wedding. To this day, one of the best weddings I've ever been to.
You didn't give a speech, did you?
No.
Oh, thank
God. No.
You did it right. I did it wrong. Yeah, it's true.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.